Welcome to Electric Lawn Talk. Each week, the electric lawn care professionals get together to talk about the electric lawn and landscape business and have some fun along the way. Whether you are in the business, thinking of getting started, or just want to hear the tips, tricks, struggles, and victories of the move to electric, you are in the right place. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to the next episode of the Electric Lawn Talk podcast. We have the full house here, all nine of us here with you this evening. And this is one of the more exciting times for me. I know a lot of people are doing that, right? Looking back on the year, looking forward to next year, making the plans of what we've done, celebrating our successes. I think as we kind of create bigger and bigger goals and look forward to next year, it does take a minute, or it's worthwhile for us to take a minute. Kind of look back, see where we've done, what we can improve on, and what we look forward to for next year. So that's what this show is really going to be. We've got four big questions for everyone. We'll go through them kind of in order. I want to hear everyone's highlights from 22, lessons learned from 22, and then we'll switch over and start to look forward, right? Goals for 2023 and the resolutions for 23. So we'll go around the horn. Like I said, we've got everyone here. Everyone introduce themselves as they come in. By now, you already know us. If you don't or you've just found us, welcome. However you found us, please make sure to subscribe, leave any comments. We're starting to get some good questions back, and I think as we kick off the year, we're going to do some questions from other folks in the industry or have some guests join us as well. Without further ado, let's jump in. Jake, we're going to come to you first in 2020, and I think let's do both questions of 2020, and then we'll come back and do 22. So let's have both. Let's do your highlight of 2022 and a lesson learned from 22.
Awesome. Thanks, William. Sounds good, man. Yeah, this is Jake with Green Team Denver out of Denver, Colorado. Man, and 2022 was an awesome year. My highlight for this year was really partnering with my business partner, Travis Owens, over here. And you know, that was a big highlight because it kind of reminded me of, you know, we're on this growth trajectory of, you know, healthy growth. You know, maybe we're doing, you know, going from 50 customers to 75, you know, to 90, or, you know, kind of on that slow and steady growth. Well, this last year we went from, you know, about 50, 55 customers in 2021 and then hit around 110 customers in 2022. But not only basically doubled our customer base, but we also just exponentially increased the amount of work that we put out. You know, we kind of went to a full service model where we're not only just doing lawn care for these people, but we're also, you know, providing all the bush trimming, all the gutter cleaning, all the irrigation, landscaping, mulch, rock, everything for them. So it was kind of a cool reminder to that, you know, you don't have to do it all yourself. You know, you don't have to take it all on your shoulders. It's okay to partner, to, you know, join up forces with somebody who is also in the industry. And in my case, Travis has been in the industry for 13 years. So he just bring a wealth of knowledge to our company and just really propelled us forward throughout the season as far as knowledge, as far as, you know, just, you know, bringing in the equipment that he brought in as well. And it was really, really fun to watch, you know, what we could do when we joined forces. You know, we went from
fire right there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We went from in 2021, you know, we were both kind of struggling, keeping our heads above water, you know, trying to have good employees that, you know, are going to help us fulfill these work demands, to 2022, where we have, you know, seven full-time employees, you know, and then ourselves on top of it, and just rocking and rolling. So that was definitely the highlight. I'll roll right into the lesson of 2022. And that lesson that I kind of, you know, learned was just keep grinding, you know, because it really is a grind. I mean, I'm sure you guys as well as our listeners can just relate, you know, if you're in this industry very long, it just, you start out with the spring rush, and then you go right into the summer mowing season, and then before you know it, you're doing sprinkler blowouts and fall cleanups, and Lord have mercy on those guys that plow snow, because that's definitely a grind. But yeah, so just keep grinding, and that revenue and everything else will follow. So it's been a really fun year.
That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, man, you bet. I think you know, I'm going to share some love with my brother in the north. Sean, you want to take it from here?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Sean with Luminary Lawns. Yes, you know, it was a pretty exciting year for us in 2022. You know, looking at highlights, I think the biggest one for us, we grew 135% revenue growth versus 2021. You know, it was a trying year. It was definitely a learning experience for us. We moved twice. We hired 16 people for 3 positions. It was pretty brutal to start the year, you know. I'll be honest with you guys. I thought we were done in mid-July. It was really, really rough start to the year. Obviously, everybody's had labor issues and all of that. And, you know, I think that kind of leads right into the lesson learned for 2022 is hiring takes work. It really does. Finding the right people and creating the right environment for them to thrive is not easy, and it needs attention. And you know, when we got started the year before, I had a couple of guys come in, and they were just absolutely incredible. I mean, they kicked ass from day one. You know, they were awesome, and they bought into the position, they bought into the company. They loved what we were doing, you know, being better for the environment, and they just loved being out there.
Yep.
You know, they were both of those guys had just gotten out of the Marines, and so they were just kind of like getting back into civilization, wanted to be you know, be outdoors, and they were best buddies, and so it worked out great for us the first year with them. The second year I had to learn that me as the owner of the company had to learn that it was not going to be that easy hiring people every time. And so, you know, I got a couple of guys early on that I thought were going to be great. And they just put up a good front in the beginning. I didn't ask enough questions, and we went for it. And it took a little bit of time to really settle in and find the right crew. But by mid-year, towards the end of July, we locked in. We got a really great group of people and started turning things around. And we were able to really kick, you know, erase the deficits of the first half of the year, get things turned back around, and get back to positive. And so I'm pretty proud of the amount of growth.
I was getting ready to say you gotta put us on a high note. We went down into the depths of,
yeah, man,
almost there, back from the brink, and then.
And we came back from the brink, and we got back to 135% growth versus the year before, and it was a pretty incredible finish to the year. You know, it was tough. It was not easy, but we learned a lot, and I think we're better for it going forward.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Congrats. Jamar, I got you in the middle of the screen. Let's come right over to you.
Yeah, man, this is Jamar, Peaceful Lawn and Garden down here in Houston, Texas. This the highlight of this year, like Sean, I mean, we grew, we did right. Looks like we're going to end up right at about 120% of what we did last year. And you know, like him hiring, right? This was the first time I legit hired people, legit put people on a, you know, payroll, workman's comp, pay taxes, and all that. So. That was experience, but I guess the highlight on the high note for us is we kind of had our little pre coming out party, right? We have been very diligent in staying in one neighborhood since I've started, and that's made a lot of people upset. I've been yelled at by rich ladies, because they have accused me of thinking that their money's not good enough because I won't come prune their roses. But we finally stepped out from one neighborhood. I think we're in about four neighborhoods now, and we're going to stay there. And so that was probably the highlight of the year, just hiring, finding really one real stand-up guy. And now we got two full-time guys and myself, and working my way out of the field type stuff. So that's the highlight. The big lesson that I learned this year was to raise prices and to offer everybody everything that you offer. I did lose some key, really one really like whale of a customer, right? I'm talking like she took fertilizer, she did everything, fertilizer, mowing every week. We did spring cleanups, mulch twice a year. And I'm talking like 12 yards of mulch twice a year, spring cleanup, fall cleanup. And the big lesson there is, and how I dropped the ball, and I'll just say this real quick, is that I was afraid to tell her about her beds need to be weeded. We had a bunch of rain. There's a lot of weeds picked up. I didn't have a bed maintenance program at the time. And I didn't want to tell her about it because I was going to have to charge her more money. And I just charged her thousands of dollars for her spring cleanup and her mulch. And so I was afraid, thinking, man, she's going to think I'm just trying to get money out of her. And so I didn't say anything. And I let the weeds grow. And then somebody knocked on her door or somebody got into her lap that did say something to her and said, hey, look, my company can offer all of this to you. And I lost her because I would not say anything. Because I was checking my own pockets. Don't check your own pockets. If somebody needs something, serve them well by offering them what they need. Just because we broke, don't mean everybody else is broke. Right? We are not our ideal client. So just offer it to them. That was my biggest takeaway this year is no matter what, offer everything that you have that will serve them and let them be the ones that'll put it back down and you just keep moving on.
I love that. And I'll actually add in there because I had it written down on mine and just kind of peppered in here. I had why we think our customers want our services isn't important as to why they actually retain us for our services. And I think that's the same thing, right? It's what we think is important versus what they think is important. It was definitely a big lesson I learned as well. Jamar, thanks. I totally agree with you. Now let's go to the Sunshine State. It's getting cold up here in Maryland. So Dan and Ronnie, Dan, we'll come to you first.
Yeah, no worries. Dan with Electron. For us, or for me personally also, it's I think it was us hiring or what we did. One of the achievements we had for 2022 was that we hired a full-time employee. He was on full-time starting in March. And he's been, you know, taking on learning and coming from a different industry or a similar industry, but a little different. But, you know, that's one of our biggest things that happened this year, hiring him on. We also grew this year about 80% from last year of overall revenue. We did a couple of things that were like it was outside our wheelhouse, at least my wheelhouse. And we tried to, you know, do a couple of things and took maybe some bad advice over some marketing things. And this year we really just stuck to what worked in 2020. And, you know, just some of those things there, like it's nice to go out and get some help from people that know what they're doing and kind of going that way. So we actually went for our website. We ended up getting some help with Lawn Pro Marketing. They did our website and they helped us out there. And, you know, that really helped us out getting more, you know, impressions and stuff like that for our website.
Yeah, that's awesome. And right, quick plug, friend of the show, obviously Stephen here at EcoMo is Venture at Lawn Pro Marketing. Stephen, we'll have to do an episode and talk about how we're expanding and growing beyond, I think, serving our customers to be able to serve the industry as a whole. So that's cool. You're doing that and having a great experience. And I think a couple other folks here are using them as well. So we'll have more to do, but, thank you, Dan. And while we're on Electron, Ronnie, we'll come to you. Hope Dan didn't steal all the thunder for the successes you guys had.
No, definitely. He did take a couple of the ones I wrote down. I think one of my biggest things was both of us was hiring somebody to help us out, how to mitigate our business the best way, you know, as we're entering more clients like that. The growth was phenomenal, but as I was here kind of scrolling through my phone because I was preparing for the messages, I could see the growth just happening from the old pictures, just scrolling down of, you know, not having the wrap truck or, you know, the trailers or is like certain jobs that we were afraid to do before that we kind of weren't afraid anymore. The bigger style jobs, the like the landscape jobs, the $10,000 to $15,000 jobs that we said, let's do it this year. You know, let's knock it out because we have help now. We can kind of have a, you know, procedure. We've had these years of experience to do it. I think that's kind of one of my highlights. We're a little bit less afraid because we kind of got our feet wet already a couple years in, and we were a little more bolder this year by, like Danny said, by letting a few people that we didn't like go and raising these prices initially. And I think that's going to be one of the highlights for me. Just the overall boldness of how we're able to take charge a little bit more than we used to. We felt smaller, so we kind of acted like we were smaller. But now that we're kind of getting things rolling, we're definitely doing that. Doing that now. But as far as a lesson, he hit it on the money. We spent so much money on the wrong areas, and oh my goodness, we spent a lot of money and we didn't get no return. The ROI on everything we spent was just horrible. So this year we changed that a little bit. We went back to old school, passing out flyers, and you know, we had my now fiance designer. She does some like designing, some designing work, designs our flyers, and we kind of went old school and kind of worked better now. So we are sticking to that for now. But I think a big lesson that we're going to put it in simple word in a sentence, I would say, would be to stop and take a look every once in a while, because you don't know how far you actually gotten or where you're actually at. My personal problem, I keep my head, you know, down, and I kind of get tunnel vision. I keep taking one step after another, and I forget to look around, enjoy the people I'm around with, the new clients I have, the experiences I'm experiencing, the business person I'm going to become because I'm able to deal with these problems. I think that's a big thing that I, you know, the biggest lesson I could have learned this year for sure. And since Danny didn't give enough love, we got a kick-ass website. Go take a look at it. You already know who did it. So electronllc.com.
Come back up to the cold weather. Gerhardt, what do you got?
Hey, Gerhardt here from Sustainable Land Solutions, Conshohocken, PA. So my 2022 lessons, I have a few. One of the biggest, most important as far as the actual business side is like learning how to run all day with the on-the-go charging. Definitely check out the previous episodes to figure that out. But that was a game changer. I mean, that literally allowed me to work all day long instead of having to stop and, you know, just lose hours of just not being able to make the production money. And another big one was hiring, you know, getting to the point where, you know, you need to hire a professional for the correct things. So, I mean, I knew that I needed a professional logo, not just something I drew up. So I made sure to get that, but something that I created my own website from the beginning. I was like, oh yeah, I could do this. And, it was all right. But I know nothing, little to nothing, about SEO. I know what it does, you know, kind of. But, you know, hiring Lawn Pro Marketing, that was a big step, you know, just to make sure that we're coming out. You know, I know we're not trying to talk about 2023 yet, but setting that up right, that was a big lesson for this year, is to make sure to set up your future correctly.
A good solid foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of my biggest highlights was really not so much business related, as far as numbers and the whole back end, but like we planted over 600 native plants this year. And that's something I value a lot, you know, restoring ecology. Thank you. So Yeah. I mean, that's one of our biggest focuses besides the whole lawn thing is really actually taking out lawn and putting in garden and replacing it with native plants, plants that belong here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. And let's end our look back on 22. Steven, coming down back to Texas for you. What do you got for us? Highlights for 22 and lessons learned.
2022, big year. Big year for us. We had some goals in place when we came into this year. We said we want to have 250 clients on the maintenance side. We want to have two crews running, and we'd like to hit 300K in revenue. We blew those numbers out of the water. We ended up just shy of 300 clients on the maintenance side, managed to grow our route density, you know, far outside of our small radius, take on some more clients, and managed to get another crew in the field. So that leaves us with two maintenance crews, one landscaping crew. We were able to grow revenue to right at 480K. So we just missed that $500,000 mark. So yeah, it's been a big year. It's been a big growth year for us. We're definitely in that go phase of our business right now. Not a lot of competition in our area, so we've been able to kind of capitalize on that. And just we've seen some explosive growth this year. So really proud of you know, everything that we've achieved this year. I know Sean mentioned the labor market has certainly been an issue. So I think we've all had some challenges there with, I think you said he hired 17 guys for three positions. I'm pretty sure we probably did the same thing. So we're proud of that growth. Lessons learned. I would say that 2022, we probably grew too big too fast. And our business, we had entirely too much work on our plate, and it became a little bit of a logistical nightmare with the manpower that we had to manage the jobs that we had. So we kind of had to dial things back a little bit. We had to cull out some of our clients that were primarily outside of our service area, some of the lower paying clients, and quite frankly, just some of the pain in the butt clients. Those are the first ones that ended up getting cut. So, that's kind of the lesson we've learned is, moving forward into next year. And I know we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Kind of staying focused on what your manpower and what your capabilities are. It's been a great year though.
That's awesome. And I know I peppered in the lessons learned kind of that we had, but the highlight of 22, did you guys really leave me the biggest softball, right? Meeting you guys, starting this podcast, finally being able to get out to Equip and see most of you guys, right? We've got kind of our internal Discord group of being able to connect and share feedback and opening it up to share it to others in the industry and what we're doing. I mean, that's pretty cool. We closed the book on 2022 and now look forward to 23, right? Two big things, a goal or goals, right? If we have one or a couple, right? Everything probably leads to one or two. That's a main focus, and then resolution. Right? And we were having this talk before, right? The difference in your goal or resolution. I think the goal, something measurable, attainable, right? SMART goals, we all know that, right? Versus a resolution of maybe things that you want to improve on or change. Maybe it's a little bit lessons learned, but let's take the lessons learned and roll it into what we're actually going to do about it for a resolution going into 23. So let's start, Sean, with you. Stay in Maryland, and then we'll kind of hop around as we come back across the country, hitting everyone for our goals for 23.
Yeah, man. Goals for 2023. Right out of the gate, 100 five-star Google reviews. That's a big thing for us. You know, we're at just under 50 right now. And so to be able to double that next year, that's a main focus for us. We want to make sure that as we grow, we maintain that level of satisfactory service to all of our clients as we go. And everything that we do is really about satisfying our customers, and we really want to see, as we continue to grow and bring in new customers into the fold, into the Luminary Lawns family, that we keep that quality up. So 100 five-star reviews is our goal for 2023. As far as resolutions go, we're probably still dialing this in a little bit, but essentially it's to take the next step, don't suck, build our own shit, and create an environment that people want to be a part of. We want to grow this company. We didn't start this just screw around. We want to make this thing a big deal. We want to be the go-to landscaping company in the area, and we're going to be doing that by building our own equipment. We're taking a lot of that in house. You know, we've been vocal about the equipment that's worked well for us and the areas that we've had issues in previous episodes, and so we're going to be building our own stuff as far as the mowers go going forward. And and as far as the create an environment that people want to be part of, we realize, like I said earlier on, that we can't take hiring for granted. We've got to hire not just the right fit for the right job, but the right fit for this company. And really get started early, do a shit ton of interviews, get the right people in here. Let's fill these positions out early, get everybody trained up in the company, in the environment, and also make sure that this is something that people want to be in long term. And we're going to be kind of redoing the inside of our shop and really getting it. We want people to show up and be amped up and ready to go from the start of the day, and just kick ass out there and do great work for people.
That's awesome, man. That reminds me, I know you guys give me some crap about the analogies, but one of my favorite ones to do with that, right, is be a magnet, not a jail, right? Attract people that want to be there. Don't have them feel trapped that they're there. And I definitely think that captures it. And that's pretty cool. We're excited to see where that goes and how that goes. We're going to stay in Florida again. Ronnie, we'll come to you and then go to Dan. What's Electron got planned, goals and resolutions for 23?
Actually, not quite done filling out my goals, and I'll be quite honest about that. I'm filling out that SMART goals analogy that we spoke about earlier. William, do you know what it stands for? You want to share with the podcast group? I don't have it in front of me. It's my first time doing it. So,
yeah, of course. No worries. So SMART goals for everyone, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So saying we're going to grow the business, okay, everyone can say they're going to grow the business, right? But to actually have something that's, again, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-based.
I guess for a goal I would have already that I kind of have every year is to impact as much people as possible. You know, someone said you're only as good, you can only measure yourself by how much people you actually impact in this world, not really by money or fame or anything you else have, but how many how much of an impact you had on people's lives. Whether that's customers, clients, relationships, friends, future employees, that would be something that I would always want to become, like, keep close to my heart and keep that as a high goal. And as a resolution is for me, if you don't know me, I don't really think too much. I just act. I do really, really fast. So I'm not really a thinker. I just do things sporadically. Because of that, I also talk a lot. So I think one of my resolutions that I'm going to try to adjust a little bit this year is to talk less and listen more. That's one of my biggest things I want to work on this year is to sometimes I got to shut up and actually just listen to what people are saying and absorb it and apply it. I don't do that too much. I kind of, because I'm young, I think I know it all. And I think I know how it's supposed to be going. But that's not the case. I need to just, be quiet. And listen to people who have been through my problems, or like a group of you guys that kind of already know what's going on and just kind of help us out. I need to really take that in and start applying that kind of stuff. But with that, I'll pass it over to Daniel. He's right here.
Yeah, no, that's some good stuff there. I think definitely. I think I told Ronnie the other day, and I said, hey, one of the things we need to make like a kind of like a goal or resolution for 2023 is accountability, right? Like we will have goals and sometimes we don't have accountability on who's taking care of what. And I think that's sometimes goals falls through the cracks and I'm like, man, we need to make our thing needs to be accountability. That's our resolution for big win, you know, kind of think about it. It's like, hey, we need to be accountable. Like, hey, you know, this happens, whatever. Somebody has to be accountable. I think that's something that, you know, for 2023, I think that's what we're going to focus on a lot. And, you know, another thing is don't be scared to raise prices. Kind of going through with Steven last week talking about this. And it's just, you know, sometimes you go back and you're like, man, I think Steven's done some pretty good price raises this year. Just like, you know, didn't lose as many as he thought he was. He was scared at first and it was like, oh, I did it. Nothing happened. I'm like, oh man, we need to try something like that. See what happens on our side. And it kind of just not be afraid and then just try to do it. Kind of those two things go as an overall goal. I think it's a lot of the time it is revenue, base as we all want. I like to go by a percentage, personally. I just want to see another 100% growth. That doesn't mean 100% more customers. It just means 100% growth overall revenue. So however that gets there. Yeah. Top line revenue. And then also work on a bottom line. Like I think we did this for 2022, which is a top line revenue and then a profit margin hitting go, which also it's important to have that as well. And that's something we talked about last week with Jamar and Steven and kind of like help me tune that in a little bit further down and really work on those goals for 2023 and tie those in. It was a really good conversation if you guys wasn't here last week. So
we can talk about top line. And I actually almost asked a question earlier, right? Look at top line growth. And I think Steven, you alluded to this a little bit. And we'll come to you next, in terms of growing maybe a little bit too fast. And I wonder how that affected the top line number, maybe hitting that 500K goal, but how that affected the bottom. Sometimes you got to invest in the business for the growth. Don't get me wrong, but, you make a good point. It's not just always the top line number, but you got to make sure it hits the bank account at the end of the day. So Steven, we'll come to you. Goals and resolutions for 23.
So, yeah. So looking at 2023, you know, as Dan had mentioned, in 2022, we had two price increases. And as I'd mentioned earlier, we're going to finish the year around 280 maintenance clients with the two maintenance crews, one landscaping crew. We're kind of moving our business more into an elite service where we are looking at actually just keeping the same number of clients that we have. Obviously, with price increases that we've had, we're looking at picking up some new clients. We know we're going to be losing some clients as we get into the spring with the recent price increase that we've had. So we're going to be looking to backfill some of those lost clients if, in fact, we do lose them. We're also expanding into the Woodlands area, so we are going to have another crew that's going to be rolling out in the springtime. Not expecting a whole lot from these guys, but just kind of getting some boots on the ground in that area. You know, kind of putting our foot down saying, okay, we're here, we're going to get some business and kind of see where that goes this year. But looking at 2023, I can tell you that we're definitely going to have fewer big maintenance clients. I think that's been one of the things that really bogged us down in 2022 was some of these big projects that we had that were, you know, obviously great revenue projects, but also very time consuming and laborious. So we're going to scale that back and look more at the maintenance side of the business, you know, do the mulching, the shrub cleanups, et cetera, but probably do a lot less of these bigger hardscape installs, you know, things of that nature. So we're not looking for growing our client base. We're looking at capitalizing on the client base that we have and maybe getting ourselves into a different market of clients that are going to use our kind of services. So we have priced ourselves out of the kind of chuck in a truck, if you will, type market. So it's going to obviously take a little bit more strategic marketing for us to get these higher paying clients in the door. So we're going to have a big focus on that. So yeah, that's it. Looking at 2023, I know that, you know, we'll do 600,000. That's the goal in front of us. The three maintenance crews and the one landscaping crew, but obviously just focused on, you know, that higher elite service.
That's awesome. And that's cool too, to hear kind of focusing on the true business values and the efficiencies you want to drive out of it than it is. We've got 100, then we want 200, then we want 400, then it's take over the world. It's like, well, actually we could have a pretty good solid business and get squeeze more juice out of that lemon, right? And be able to get more from it, which I think is awesome. Jake, let's come over to you in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I can definitely relate with you, Stephen, there. I was talking with my business partner this morning, Travis, and he's kind of in charge of our landscaping division, and he said that exact same thing. And I brought you up, Stephen, because, you know, I said that you can relate. You know, those big contracts, it's like, man, you know, you see that $40,000, $50,000 number on those big landscape jobs, and you know, you just have dollar signs in your eyes, but you know, those S's in those dollar signs more so stand for stress than anything on those big landscape jobs. But so we kind of found that you know, $1,000 to $10,000 jobs are kind of the sweet spot as far as landscaping goes. But getting into our goals for Green Team Denver for 2023, man, I'm going to say simple, but, you know, it's strategic. You know, basically we want to hit that 200 customer mark, and keep in mind that these are full service customers. So it's not just a mowing customer. It's not a biweekly customer, but this is a full service. We require all our customers to be weekly, as needed. We require fertilization schedule. We require irrigation, landscaping, everything. And so going from, we're right around the 100 customer mark in 2022, and we're looking to double in 2023. So with that, our resolution is very similar to kind of what Gerhardt was saying that he did in 2022, and kind of recognizing, hey, you're not the expert of all things. So, you know, I'm not super great at when I'm working in the field answering my phone. So in 2023, we're going to be hiring basically an office manager that's going to be answering the phone, scheduling, billing, you know, sending out emails, all that good stuff. And they're going to help us get to that 200 customer mark. The person that's going to be taking that over also has a marketing background. So they're going to be doing a lot of that kind of boots on the ground marketing, as far as, you know, blasting out marketing campaigns, emails, you know, stuff like that. Social media, you know, I'm not a big fan of the social media, so they'll take over that as well.
Know what you're good at, know where you want to have folks help you. Now there's a part of, right, know what you're good at and what you're not, and what you need to be good at, right? And given some of the things, right, there's certain things that I think all of us as business owners, right, need to be good at numbers in some form or fashion, right? Whether we were great at math or not, but to also to be able to have teams or expertise in folks that can do things like marketing and the website, like being able to bring in office admin, like virtual assistants or things like that. And one thing you said when you talked about having that person was like someone to be able to pick up that phone, right? Even just that difference, right? We talked about, I think, on a previous podcast, right? How many people have gotten customers just because they've been the one to pick up? Even if they haven't been the first call for that person, they were the one to pick up the phone. And then obviously sell and deliver our value that someone wasn't just window shopping for someone that was going to be $2 less than the person who's cutting it today. So you bring up some great points. That definitely resonates.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% right. And just as business owners, it's important for us to get all that experience, right? But at this point, you know, Green Team Denver, we've been around since 2018, so I'm 4 years deep in the business. I've done every aspect of the business. And so I know how now to delegate that out. And I know how that needs to be, you know, I know enough about it to delegate the right person to it. So I think that's an important aspect. And I'll just end on this. My resolution for 2023 also is to get out of the business. So stop working in the business and start working on the business. Get out of the field and start working on, you know, really that back end stuff, as I think a lot of us are.
That's awesome, man. Cool. Gerhardt, let's come over to you.
So my 2023 goals, I only have a couple. So I want to pick up 1 to 2 full-time employees. And I want to minimally double this year's revenue. That's really my biggest focus as far as goals go, and leading into resolutions. I want to double our native plantings. I mean, I know that recurring work is a great foundation, but installs are icing on the cake, and that's my niche locally is the installs of the native gardens, and I want to put at least 1,200 more native plants in the ground next year, which is that's a pretty substantial number. So, and I also want to get more involved on the local level as well. I currently volunteer with a local nonprofit that helps restore the tree canopy. So I would, and in bringing in 1 or 2 at least full-time employees, you know, I'd want to encourage them to also help out on that level, to just help out other local nonprofits and our local environmental advisory board to make more environmentally focused changes.
That's awesome, especially realizing it's bigger than ourselves and the social impact and doing it for the right reasons, right? It, like you said, and I think Sandy, you mentioned it, right? Do what you want to be known for, and doing something, I mean, you can tell you have the passion for it, and that's super not only super genuine, but I think that's what will make this business or make your business, right, run far and survive the on the go charging and cold and the blinking red lights of batteries and all the other stuff that we deal with that some of the other businesses don't. But to be able to do that and do it in a socially responsible way, that's not just trying to have a social angle for our business because everyone thinks a social angle makes sense, right? We all obviously picked electric for a reason, and we knew that it's something the customers want and are going to benefit us. I think we all agree maybe it's not the first or the only reason that they select us now. It might be in the future, but Gerhardt, you make an awesome point of that involvement in the community, and that's definitely something I'm stealing and going to add to my goals in terms of that local involvement. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. All right, Jamar, bring us home. Goals and resolutions for 2023.
Yeah, man. I got a lot, but I'm not gonna put everybody to sleep. We're just gonna pick a few of them. Just real straightforward. Like our revenue goal is to be right about 315, 325. A big, hairy, audacious one is to get to that 460,000 to 500,000 mark. Now, in order to do that, and we have it all mapped out. I heard you, Steven, about hey, it's one thing to put it up there, but you got to have it mapped out. And we got it mapped out. And we know what it's going to take for us to get to 500,000. And it's going to take a lot. And it's going to take a lot of money too. But that's initially what we're going to do. The next thing is going to get our next van up out in the open. So 2023 for us is going to be this coming out party. We have been very low key, very under wraps. Y'all seen my website or lack thereof. You know, you've seen that we've initially just not even been on Google. We just finally got on Google about a month or two ago. And so for us, for Peaceful Lawn and Garden, this will be a coming out year for us. And our goal is to get to that $315,000 to $325,000 mark. And I think we'll be able to do that with four employees. That's outside of myself. And that would be a foundation for us to get at least to that $500,000 run rate. I know we'll be at least that run rate by the end of the year. And tapping on needing that third van is kind of where we are. As far as, you know, I love what Gerhardt was talking about, like getting more natives in the ground. That's something we focus on too. Vegetables, natives, pollinator gardens. I know by proxy of us growing and us coming out, that's going to get done for sure. And for us right now, we're not even thinking about profit. We're really just thinking about top line revenue and getting ourselves out there to be seen. And that's kind of where we are as far as our goals for this year. Resolutions, they're kind of personal, but first is like stop DIYing everything, right? We've given Steven a few plugs already, but Lawn Pro Marketing is be doing our website. We'll be assisting with our SEO and then likely our social media and you know, the whole shebang. We're looking right now at getting a VA, somebody to answer the phones and then schedule me out. The other personal resolution is for me to stay in shape, right? So one of the things that did happen this year was by being out of not being in the field every single day, sometimes I'd come here and sit at my desk and just be sitting here or just running errands, not really out there pulling the wheelbarrows like I used to and picking up the bags of mulch and the bags of soil. So getting myself back in, I actually still have a membership at CrossFit and I was not going as consistent. So that's a resolution for me is to get back on that, wear my thighs out, 3 times a week, at that, cause if you've ever done CrossFit, it kills your legs every time you walk in that mug. And then I guess the last resolution I'll share is just to stay off the brakes. I've been playing it safe for the past, you know, couple of years at Peaceful, trying to not make as many mistakes, afraid of leaving the wrong impression with people. But at this point in our lives, you know, it's time to get off the brake, right? So everybody's going to see, we're going to be posting more. They're going to see us out in the community more. We're just going to do more of letting everybody hear and see what we're all about. And I'm really, I know this sounds kind of crazy because bullying is not in right now, but I am looking to bully every gas mowing company in my area, right? I'm not mad at you. I'm not upset at you. I'm not saying you shouldn't be using gas, but I'm coming through. You're going to see us, right? And so if you feel threatened, you should be threatened. Either get down or lay down. This is the way things are going, right? Let's stop all the nonsense. Let's stop all the nonsense. So if you don't get with it, your clients are going to try to get with me, right? Now, they may not be able to afford what we do. That's fine. But I'm coming after. I'm coming to bully. And I'm coming to bully with a smile on our face. We're not going to come to push you out. If you got questions, come ask. Right? Because I'm going to answer the questions. Yeah, everybody here knows if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know I'll answer any question you got. I'm an open book, right? We practice open book management in our business. Even my employees know exactly what we charge. I don't hide anything from my clients, right? But that's what we're coming to do this year. Those are my resolutions. Those are our goals. And I'm excited, man. I can feel this physical energy for 2023. I know everybody's afraid of recessions and yada, 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 and what Biden is doing and what Russia and yada. Look, people still going to need this grass cut, right? They still going to want everything looking pretty. Their homes are probably their biggest investment, and they don't want the values going down on that, right? It's going to be under pressure already. Right. So the last thing they want is to add more pressure to their home values. So we're an essential service. We do an amazing things. We bring joy to people's faces in their homes, and we make things better for people. Right. And we should celebrate that. I'm celebrating that. I'm excited about that. And no matter what happens with the economy, I think we're in a good place. We're in a good place for growth. And I'm excited. I'm fired up. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm fired up.
I love it. We had you at the end here, and now I'm gonna leave here ready to go run through a wall, Jomar, of getting pumped up and ready to go. So, right, that was awesome, and I 100% agree with you. And I think right there's nothing more to be said. That sums up, I think, exactly where all of us are at. Looking back, the year taught us a lot. There's a lot of things we can take away from it, But to your point of looking forward, and I think every one of us, right, has audacious goals. We'll kind of work together with everyone to be able to achieve those. And everyone here will be able to kind of learn along the way with us and share feedback along the way. So let's end with that energy just to say, hey, you want to hear more of this? You want to be able to follow that journey with us? We'd obviously love to have any and all of you along. Like us, we're on all the social platforms. Subscribe so you get the alerts when these go out. We're going to get more consistent in what we're sending out. This, like I said to me earlier, is a great accountability. Zero people could listen to this, but something to be able to look back on and say, this is what I said I'm going to go do. Now I got to go do it and hold ourselves accountable for it. So you guys are the best.
Get the foot off the brake. Go for it. Hit the gas.
Don't forget, always be charging.
Woo!
Thanks for listening to Electric Lawn Talk. Don't miss the next episode. Be sure to subscribe, and while you're at it, help spread the word by leaving a rating and review.